The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Oh, always the same. I'm the same. How are you?
Good.
Good. And that, and recording, and recording. We do that every week. I'm trying to let something a little bit different on my pocket on this one.
What are you
doing? Keeping my sunglasses on and keeping the shutter at 50. Because I noticed that, like, I don't know. It's just one little thing that I noticed. Like,
keeping your sunglasses on?
Well, I mean, that's what producer Will calls it, the ND filter.
Oh. I took my ND filter off. I thought I was going to have to run one, but it's dark enough in here. I just put it at 50 and it was fine.
Oh, no. Mine was pretty blown out.
Because you have bright light in there or what?
I have just the regular light, but.
Yeah, that's all I have too, is just the regular light.
Oh, mine looks pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, is to keep it at 50 so we don't look so.
Yeah, I just one little thing. I like the hand movements and stuff were a little.
that I didn't even notice the hand movements. It could because I don't think our shutters were even that far off, even on auto.
Oh, really?
No, I just noticed that our faces were bright.
Oh, well, here we are. Welcome to this week's episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you would notice. I don't think the hand thing, it wasn't doing anything.
Maybe it was just me being me, a little hypersensitive.
Well, the one thing that we have to do is when we review it, put headphones on.
Oh, was the sound off again?
Not this last one, but the one before that. A couple people hit me up.
Oh, okay.
And I was so rushed into editing it that that was when I was leaving for the airport.
It's been a rush month or so.
Yeah.
It's going to slow down a little bit now.
Yeah.
We're definitely slowing down. We just got, last weekend was rolling to the Red Rocks. So I guess we'll start there. What's going on with you? Anything interesting going on with you?
Oh, we have our giveaway right here. Let's open that.
That's so interesting. Yeah.
That goes until this episode's the 27th. We're going to do this like probably June 3rd.
Oh, that sounds, well, yeah, that'd be the weekend after the Monday after unfinished business.
Yeah, so we'll run it to the end of the month and then a couple days in June. And then, yeah, so if you're watching this and you want to buy stuff, go to our websites now and buy stuff.
Yep, livelifecustom.com, grinder-tv.com. There's all sorts of new stuff up there. I'm actually, since this is coming out Monday, if you go to the website, I'm running a sale right now. So if you want a quick entry into this thing, then you can pick up our Por Vida shirt in burgundy or navy for $10.
Damn.
Yeah, good deal. Two entries. That gets you two entries into the drawing.
With free shipping.
That I don't have free shipping. So. I'm going to be modifying the website and everything pretty soon to it will be free shipping. Or is it really free though if it's built into the price?
It's free, yeah. Well, that's the thing, right? So I was actually, no one can see me right now because I have this box in front of me, but let me get this out and then we'll talk about that real quick.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's see it. What do we got? Right, I don't even know what we got.
A Kenwood doubled in.
Nice. Doubled in. Apple CarPlay, Android, whatever it's called.
Yep, Apple CarPlay.
That's the only thing that matters. For you, for
I'm gonna
sorry,
keep all this stuff for my OBS, and we got a backup camera. I need that for the Titan.
Oh, there's more.
I need these for the Maverick.
Oh, what do you got?
Kenwood
Oh, a little component metal. Kit?
Oh, I heard, I'm not even showing you.
Yeah, I know. I'm all guessing. Oh, those are nice. Are those, what are those, sixes?
I don't know. Probably 6.5, I'm assuming.
So, something like that. Door speakers.
Yep, so we got that. We got backup camera and a double din.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah. So, go to our websites, purchase things. And everybody who's listening who has purchased before, you're in.
Yeah.
You're in. All have a, we have a whole list of people who have bought and stuff over since the last giveaway, and they're all in.
And this is from Alan Ed's Escondido.
So, Escondida?
Escondida.
Yeah, big thanks to Chris.
Yeah, and his show, Unfinished Business. So,
yep.
That is June 1st. So if anyone's in the SoCal area or feels like traveling, it's at Lake Paris Fairgrounds at the Derby Room, which is like a, it's like a off-site horse betting.
Sports betting like place.
And it's huge inside. It's really cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they got good food. They got a bar. They got good food.
He's gonna have air-conditioned. He's going to have a huge raffle.
Nice. Yeah, his raffle was legit last year.
Yeah, it's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm not going to be there. That is Angie and I's anniversary weekend.
Yep.
18 years, 17 or 18 years. I'm not sure. But we will be at Dodger games all weekend.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Enjoying ourselves. But a lot of people are rolling to that show. There's a lot of Phoenix people coming out. Some SenCal, NorCal. I don't know about NorCal. Like SenCal people coming down, I know. And then all the regulars, our club, a lot of our club will be there. The SoCal guys.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I'm a little, have a little FOMO. It is my anniversary, but
I mean, the Dodgers don't play any other time besides that weekend. So you have do that weekend.
Well, my anniversary is only one weekend a year. Hey, yes. Anyway.
Let's see. What is it? Your actually anniversary day that you got married on June 1st or the 2nd? Oh, so you can go. June 1st is the show.
So anyway, I hope you have a really good time. I hope everybody hangs out and has a good time.
That's all right. Go buy my stuff because I need to pay my bills.
Yes. Go. You're going to have a booth.
I will have a booth there, yeah.
So all set up. So yeah, go to that show. If you're sitting around, like we get messages sometimes that like, hey, I don't know where any shows are. There is no information. Well, if you listen to this podcast, then now you know.
Yeah.
There's a show, June 1st, Lake Paris, California.
Yep.
Unfinished Business.
Yep.
Go and to.
Yeah. All right. So what I was saying about the, I was actually last night on YouTube and I was like, I'm like running out of things to watch on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Not running out of things. I'm just, I get so involved in certain YouTube channels that like I start to just get bored of them. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll come back to them in 6 months or whatever, but I'm just like, eh, whatever. So I was like, what should I watch? And I was like, I'm going to Google like, or I'm going to look at like Shopify videos.
Oh.
And so I started watching these guys talking about like how powerful Shopify is and how like if you don't set your website up correctly and like, so if someone clicks on your website and it is difficult, they will decide to buy something or not buy something in less than 1 second.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I was going to say a split second, but
yeah.
Less
so than. Like. The people that some of the people that come to our websites, most of the people that come to our websites probably are like people we know or that know us.
Right. So they're going to like maybe put a little more effort in.
They went there already knowing that they're going to buy because they saw it on Instagram. They saw it on Facebook. They saw it somewhere and they're like, oh, they're going there to buy that. They're not like it just didn't pop up on their Google search for mini truck shirt or C10 shirt or whatever. So like that's what he was talking about was like this one guy was talking about the free shipping. So your shirts are on your website for $20 plus shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And shipping costs anywhere from $5 to $6 a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So my shirts are on their website for $28.50.
Mm.
Some are on there for $25. Some are on there for $28.50, depending on the sizes and stuff like that. But there's no shipping costs on there. So in reality, yes, I'm charging shipping. But to the person that's just, it's just like click, 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 done.
Right.
And in your mind, you're not paying shipping.
Right.
But the cost baked in there is the fee for the fee for the website to like it's like a dollar or something. And then the shipping fee. And the shipping fees vary from, like I said, from anywhere from $4.50 to, you know, $6 or $6 probably.
I don't know if this is getting too in the weeds about it or if this is anything you want to talk about publicly, but like, do you still, so you set up the Shopify website. Do you still use like PayPal as your,
PayPal? Well, they have
the PayPal take their fee as well.
No. So it's just, it's, they can pay with PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
They can, cause it's just running through PayPal. You're not, it's not.
Yeah. That, yeah. I know people pay. I'm not necessarily talking about like the payment people make, cause they can use whatever payment they want. But like the processing, is it through the processing through PayPal or is it through?
No. Yeah. Because the, if they pay through PayPal, it goes into your PayPal, not into your Shopify.
Okay.
So,
but do they charge a fee for that? That's what I'm
saying. Of course they do. Yeah.
Okay.
But Shopify doesn't.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Shopify is charging a fee, and I was wondering.
Only if you buy, if you pay with a credit card or Shopify Pay, then Shopify pays, takes, then it goes into your Shopify account. If they use PayPal, it goes into your PayPal account.
Oh, I see.
So one of the two is taking the fee, depending on how they pay.
So there's still a fee involved. So with that $28.50, that's covering shipping plus the fee.
Shipping plus the fee.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, and again, it's just, and it's one of those things where like my next goal is to get people to get to the website without knowing what the stuff is.
So like just off of like a Google search.
Off
like
of a Google
for,
shirt.
Looking for an automotive shirt.
Or yeah, if they type in Chevy C10.
Right.
Or shirt or mini truck shirt, then Shopify has the tools set up within there to like you add your tags and you add all this stuff. And it's like, because they want, Shopify wants to get paid too.
Mm-hmm.
So Shopify is doing the work for you essentially. And so it's kind of nice. You know, you don't like when you're using the WordPress, like WordPress doesn't get any money from you.
Right.
So they have no incentive to like push your website.
Right, right. Or help you out. Like, yeah, I've used WordPress for the last, like, a long time. And, yeah, I don't like it. I want to switch over to Shopify, which is, I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, like, that's, like, kind of the, I think that's, like, the next step is I want to get the traffic there that has no idea what Grindr TV is or what GTV is. I think that's
also the next, like, we often talk about, like, next phases or, like, what the next gear is going to be and what we're doing. That's one of them.
Yeah,
to get just random people ordering clothes because they think it's cool.
Yeah, so that's what I was watching those videos. If you ever get a chance, just if you're bored, just
well send them over to me. I won't watch them.
They're just it's almost like stuff that is not interesting and it's not, you actually already know it, but to kind of affirm that I was doing it correctly was kind of nice.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so it's a. And anyone else out there that's looking to sell like sell apparel and stuff, Shopify is definitely like a really good, powerful website to go through. Well,
part of this podcast is us talking about running our brands and navigating through all this stuff. So, you know, as we navigate through it, you know, we'll share and then hopefully, because there are people who have said like, oh man, thing, you know, like when we were kind of like a while ago when we were like heavy talking about social media and like navigating that space, a lot of people said like, hey, thanks for talking about that. That helped me out.
Yeah.
So maybe we could do the same thing is like, we'll navigate this stuff, share what we find and share, you know, what works and hopefully we'll help someone out.
Yeah. And I think like with the fee part of it, like the fees and the shipping and stuff. Now, if you notice, like when you go to certain websites, they have to include the fees like Ticketmaster or some hotels, like depending on where you're at or depending on what it is, like they can't. Or Airbnb does it now too, where they have an option. Just you click it and it shows all the fees instead of like this trick price.
Yeah.
And then that. So I think like that's where the world is moving is it's moving into this thing where people now are now going to expect just this all in one cost.
Yeah,
unless you're shipping overseas or something weird like that. But like to ship from my house to California is like 75 cents cheaper than it is to ship across the country. So it eventually like balances out.
Right. And like you said, people are looking for the least amount of resistance from thought to what they want.
Yeah.
And that's why Amazon is so successful. Amazon has one click. You just see it and one click, it's on the way to your house. You know,
I try.
And that's the model.
Like, I know Amazon. It's such a monster and like an evil monster too. Like Walmart type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But
man, they make it easy. I just ordered bags for the t-shirts. And I ordered them last night, and they were on my doorstep at eight in the morning. And
so, I haven't, see, like, I don't know what it is around here. I don't know. It's because if But you're kind of isolated too, but not really. But yeah, I've never experienced that where it's gotten here like that next morning. I don't know.
I've done same day.
I know, so that's like crazy. I've never experienced that before.
Two in the afternoon. Or the other day I was looking for something and it was almost 5 p.m. And they're like, we'll deliver this today. Like between 5 and 10 p.m.
We will have it at your house.
Yeah, because there's like shifts of people that they're not the Amazon drivers. They're like freelance.
Like regular people. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just load their cars up and they just drive around. So it's I try not to do that. I try not to do that unless like I'm feeling really real lazy
it. Or really need it.
Or yeah, and there's nothing I really need.
Isn't that funny? You made a little comment a few seconds ago that sticks in my head. It's like you're like it's like Amazon is like the evil empire kind of thing, which Walmart used to be that. Now Walmart's like, "Oh no, look at us. We're just the good old brick and mortar Walmart." Just
I know.
Trying to get by.
You know who's the real real monster is? Have you ever looked into the Dollar General stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's not evil empire. That's nefarious.
Yeah. That's like predatory.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walmart wiped out the small town businesses and then Dollar General just went in there and cleaned up the ashes. Like if there was anything
that's
left.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So, yeah, no, I'm that's what I kind of said this last year and never really blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I want to move forward with that because that's like, you know, one of my goals is the exact same goal you have is just to expand our internet commerce,
yep.
You know, that way we kind of have a little more freedom for the show things because, you know, we're running all over the country going to these shows, setting up booths, trying to you know, create this brand and sell these products. You know, if we can kind of internalize that and just make it like you can do this out of your house and expand that, it might give us more freedom to.
Well, it's just
to not worry. But I'm sorry.
It's just one of those things where there's certain areas of the country we're never going to get to.
Well, hear me out, because we're actually talking about this. Behind the scenes, we've been talking about this, like what shows we're going to go to, what kind of foot traffic do they have? Imagine if we didn't have to worry about that, like foot traffic, and we just go. We can go to this show because it looks cool and looks fun and it'll create content, but we're already selling our merchandise through our website and it's just keeping that going, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's so many other people that, I mean, everybody wears clothes. So and then there's all kinds of automotive enthusiasts all over the country, but we're never going to get up to like North Dakota or Montana. Like, you know what I mean? Like just these certain areas where we're not going to get to. And those I want to get to those people. So they buy stuff on the website.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying.
How many people, like you go to like a big show with a lot of foot traffic. Like I was saying this the other night is these shows like Dino's Get Down or, you know, like that people go there. They have no idea who any of the apparel companies are. They just go there because it's happening in their town.
Right.
And then they see it and then they see things and buy things. So like those people that sit on their phone or sit on their computer, like I want to get to those people, not necessarily ones that already know about us.
Right. Yeah. No. And that's the next phase, next evolution of all this stuff. Yeah. And we talk about that a lot, but
yeah.
But we are talking about, I don't think we should say exactly what we're going to do yet, but we are talking about hitting up some different shows and going to some different places. So it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. People know because my mind goes blank on some of this stuff, but like I was looking at shows like LS Fest. So LS Fest, I think, happens 3 times a year. But the one
is it everyone in Vegas or are they different places?
Yeah, one in Vegas. One just happened in Dallas. Mm. And I want to say there's one somewhere else. But like that type of an event, you know, it's like it's not a mini truck event, but there's trucks there and people like cool shirts. So who knows, you know, so. But the LS Fest West, for some reason, doesn't allow apparel vendors.
Oh, that's the one in Vegas.
Yeah. So I think it's
maybe because they sell their own apparel and they're like,
no, I think it's a Vegas. It's a Speedway thing because the one in Dallas, they allow apparel vendors. Oh. So those are the events. If anyone knows about like certain events, car events, big ones with heavy, heavy foot traffic that might not be directly mini truck related, but or C10 related or whatever, it just might be an automotive event. Like say like Hoonigans put something on or something or other, like, put it in the comments or message us on Instagram.
Is Stance stuff still popular right now? I haven't really heard about Stance stuff in a couple of years now that I think about it. Remember for a while there was all about like, clean cultures.
There's
and
still a bunch of clean cultures. There's one out here that I think Lindsay's going to, Lindsay and Will.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I don't know.
That kind of died out a little bit, huh?
No, well, it maybe, didn't die maybe out. It's just, nah, we, just not, from, we just yeah, stopped paying
we're just
attention.
Not, we're just not aware. Yeah.
Yeah, we're just not aware of it. It definitely didn't die out. But, like,
yeah.
I don't know how my stuff would technically do at one of those. Because it's not like those guys are very much into the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, if I went to, like, a drag race, people at drag races like trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of different.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just kind of like exploring and throwing stuff at the wall and see what happens, and we're just trying. We're just out here trying.
We're just out here trying, yeah. Yeah, there's but, like cruising the coast down in Mississippi that's insanely huge. I don't know how that works because I don't think there's like a main show. I think it's just like cruising. I don't know. But yeah, anything like that. I'm just looking to kind of broaden the horizons a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally get it. One of the reasons, you know, we did the brand change years ago was to get into those things. You know, custom life is a pretty universal type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
And plus, like, you know, we've said before, I make my own shirts. I can make literally whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You can so, be like, yeah.
That's, just make up three or four designs.
I was thinking about that.
For one show, you know.
I was thinking about that when I was. I have these hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
Limited amount of these Maggie Valley hoodies, so people want them, go on the website. But I was thinking about that when I was packaging up some hoodies to ship yesterday. If I want more hoodies made, I have to like do a big order of t-shirts. Whereas like if you wanted to make some hoodies, you could just make some hoodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I do. We've said many times before, I do hold this thing and I'm trying to utilize it.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to focus and utilize it, you know, and just keep pumping out new products and new designs and just trying stuff out, you know? So
yeah. Different things. Like you could put your next one on a hoodie or a zip up and just say, hey, if anybody wants any of these, they're here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Which I'm going to do. I probably won't have them soon, but soonish. And now that it's summer and the weather's getting warmer, I'm going to have some Sixth Street Taco hoodies available. But the thing is like, you know, it's funny enough. I was talking to our buddy Daniel from Utah.
Yep.
And he's coming out for Slow in a couple months. And he's like, well, you know, what advice? I don't know if he said that, but he said something to that effect. Like, you know, what should I know about the show, basically? You know, I said, well, one, it's beautiful. It's on this golf course. I've never been there, but, you know, you told me it was great. And I want to experience this year. But I said, bring a sweater. Yes, it's in July. You're in Utah and it's 100,000 degrees. But you get down to Slow and it's going to be 62.
Yeah. It was cold. It was cold.
I had to buy a sweater.
Yeah.
I had to buy a sweater a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. When we went that. Yeah. I go so many places and I just don't even bring pants sometimes. And I get there and I go, oh, yeah, I forgot. This is not where I live.
Right. So, yeah. So and that's the thing. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be making sweaters. It's going to be the middle of summer. But you never know when you need a sweater. Your mother always told you, bring a sweater. My mom doesn't sound like that. But. Some moms do.
So,
but anyway, rolling in the Red Rocks.
Rolling in the Red Rocks.
Was last weekend, and it was fun. I had a good time.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was my vacation show.
Mm-hmm.
It was, Will Freeman asked last night. I sent him that funny reel that I shared in my story of the guy with his big camera and then the pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, that's so funny. He goes, I was going to ask you how many times you busted out your big camera this last weekend. And mm-hmm. I was like, I didn't bust out any camera this last weekend. I said, I took 3 reels on my phone and that was it. Mm-hmm. And it felt weird at first, but then it was fine.
Yeah. It was funny because we were both, because I used the pocket all weekend.
Yeah.
So I stuck to my plan, which was all, you know, mobile, vertical video with the pocket, which I actually really had a good time making.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Now that I have all the footage, and we'll talk about this in a minute too, but I'm like, it's fun. Like yeah. Taking these little clips, putting them together, throwing them on Instagram. What I've been doing is I'll create a reel and then you can invite collaborators on Instagram. So I just tack on Rolling in the Red Rocks on there. It goes on both our pages and now everybody has content and everybody's mm-hmm. enjoying it and watching it. And it's and now instead of waiting 6 months to see this video, people are seeing their rides right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I'm having a lot of fun doing. But what I was gonna say is like we both were just carrying around our Pelicans like safety blankets. Just rolling them around.
I know. I wasn't gonna bring it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chelsea was like, you never know, just take it. Because if you don't take it, you're going to regret it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to definitely, then I'm going to, I took everything. And I didn't open the Pelican one time.
I opened it once. And this is why we talk about like tools in the toolbox, right? So there was a member from Severed who was giving his son a truck at the show. And it was really cool. And he came over and said, hey, if you want to just capture this moment, it'd be really cool. And I said, yeah, absolutely. So I grabbed the pocket and I start walking over there. And I'm like, this is not what I want for this. Because the pocket is what it is. And it's great. But it's very like, it just captures stuff like this. And, and I'm holding my hands up like everything. It just kind of captures everything.
It's but a one. It's basically like a one. What is it called? Zoom. Like it doesn't zoom in to get like
much
emotion.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I knew this is a powerful moment. I want people. I want emotion. I want to see this. So grab my camera, my Canon with a long lens and did my thing. And it was just kind of like one of those things. You know, we talk about all these tools in the toolbox. And in that moment, I was like, this is not how I want to make this moment.
Yeah.
So I went and grabbed my thing, did it. And it was great.
Yeah.
And this guy's son got his truck and he was so stoked about it. It's a cool truck.
Now, did you film it vertically?
No, I filmed it horizontally. Okay, I mean, but it's still gonna be cool. Like, I'm still gonna edit it and put it together and give it.
It's just funny. Like, this one horizontal clip, and that's like the challenge with.
Well,
all
no,
this
what
stuff.
I was gonna do with it is I'm just gonna make it its own thing.
Yeah,
and then I mean, if it goes, it'll probably
just send it to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna send it to him, and then he can do whatever he wants with it. Yeah. He can, you know, and then even if you put it on social media and it's got the bars, I mean, it still has.
Yeah, it does like none of that matters really.
You told me like. I forget what conversation we had, but we had a conversation where you're like, just mix in some, you know, horizontal video. It doesn't matter.
I forgot who I saw do that. And I go, oh, so it's okay. And then my brain was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, like why not? The rules? Yeah. What's the rules?
There are no rules.
Yeah. And I did that on the Cruise of the Pine video on that little clip I made of the 4Runner being out there. Started with a horizontal video of the truck driving and then cuts into the vertical and it looks good.
Yeah.
You know, there are no rules.
There are no rules.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Everyone thinks that there's lots of rules. And I thought for the longest time, because there are rules, okay? There are rules depending on what you're doing.
I was going to say that. That's not completely true.
But sometimes you just got to have fun and break the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what the pocket is. It is kind of like that rule breaker. You know, like you're not trying to make this cinematic thing. You're just trying to have fun. And that's okay. So when you see people saying, oh, or talking crap or whatever, it's just like, I'm not making a movie.
Yeah.
It's just for fun, you know.
And speaking of pocket, I should have brought it in here, but speaking of the pockets,
oh yeah, we did.
Will we should have wore our shirts. What are we doing?
I know, mine's in the next room over.
Well, so producer Will was so awesome a few weeks ago. He says, hey, what size shirt are you? And we tell him, and I was like, oh cool, must be working on something, you know.
Yeah.
And so Saturday morning we get to the show, or Friday morning we get to the show, we get to the show, we start setting up, and he's like, here, I have something for you guys. And he presents us with these shirts. And they are Pocket Gang shirts. Hold on. I actually have the sticker. Let me go grab the sticker real quick. We'll throw a photo of the shirts.
I was going to say, I should have just went and grabbed the shirt. But anyways, yeah.
That's okay. We'll throw a photo in the shirt. But for the YouTube watchers. Let's see. Yeah, they're right there. It's a little, like, what would you call this? Little character. It's the pocket.
Yeah.
It's the pocket as a little character. And he's thrown up the peace sign, and Will made shirts that say Pocket Gang.
Did you show the camera the sticker?
Show the camera the sticker, and then we'll throw the shirt in here, what the shirt looks like. And yeah, and it was the Little Osmo Pocket Gang.
Yeah, it was so funny.
It was so cool.
Yeah, and I think he's definitely going to probably have something there where he can, because I know there was already a few people that were like, I want one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so people were hitting me up too on when I put on Instagram.
Are the rules though? You have to have the pocket three.
Oh, is this a pocket three gang only?
I don't know.
There are different factions within the pocket gang.
You can you'll have to make a pocket two gang, but the shirt has to be less quality.
Oh, blurry.
Yeah, the pocket three is like 4K big sensor. The pocket two is gonna have to be like Gildan.
Yeah, Gildan. Hey, easy. Stuart, don't take offense. Don't take offense. But yeah. And it was funny because Chupas sent you that little clip that he shot on his pocket too. He's like,
oh, no, that's the pocket. That was the original pocket.
Oh, that's the first one.
The first one.
Oh. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad. Just goes to show you, like, you ever seen those things like shot on red? So everyone, mm-hmm. you know, they have a red camera. They have the hashtag shot on red. Like mm-hmm. my buddy has a Sony FX6, which is a Sony cinema camera. And he would put shot on red and everyone's like, it looks so good. He's like, it's not even a red.
That's so, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was a really cool surprise. That sort of kicked off the whole fun for the weekend, because the weekend was actually like a lot of, I'm like, actually, like it wasn't.
Like it wasn't going to be like we were expecting a real bad time.
That sounded bad. No, the goofy was fun. There's a lot of goofiness going on last weekend.
Well, it started out with me. I rolled up with the Perfect Poise guys. So, mm-hmm. Steiner, and his dad, Jeff and his dad, and Aaron Fortuna, Tuna from Perfect Poise. They all rode together and towed up, Jeff's Nissan, and then Will and Brianne and Lindsay all towed up Will's car. Mm-hmm. and Remy. We can't forget about Remy and Brianne. Well, I said Will, Brianne, Lindsay, and Remy. Okay.
There you go.
And then try not to forget anybody. And then so Rucker was like, he has that Tundra, that Sander kept Tundra, and he C-notched it. Mm-hmm. Well, he's trying to tow with this truck that's now lowered with the C-notch and has no helper bags on it or anything. So anytime he puts anything with tongue weight, it like hits his drive shaft. Bing, bing, bing. So I was like, all right, well, I'll tow your car with the Titan. And then you could just tow Frank's trailer and I'll like balance it to where there's not a lot of tongue weight on it. But we ended up putting like not enough tongue weight on it. So he was just like,
boom, boom. He said it got rowdy.
Well, we readjusted it a few miles in and it was better. But I told him, I was like, just let me, I was like, we can throw a couple more boxes on the front. And he never told us anything. So I was like, yeah, he said it kind of got a little loosey goosey, but
yeah. And you know, and you know, pulling so many different trailers, if you're not, it's funny because you would think like a little trailer, no big deal. The smaller trailers are actually, you got to pay a little more attention to them because they can get away from you super fast. And he found that out real quick. Like those single axle little trailers can get rowdy fast.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So like, so we had like kind of like this, caravan of trucks and trailers all on the way up. It was pretty cool.
And then your 6 hour trip, or yeah, 5 or 6 hour trip turned into an 8 or 9 hour trip. Yeah,
5.5 hour trip turned into, I don't even know. I was like, how did this even happen?
Well, but, I mean, when you travel with like that big of a group, that just, it happens.
I know. On the way home, everyone was like waiting around. I was like, oh, we're all driving home together. And they're like, yeah, I'm all, oh.
And then I just did demo.
I know later.
But which was funny because that my day looked like I left the desert at like I left early. I left at like 7. Went down, got your shirts down Upland, did my little 100 mile.
Did the little opposite way.
Little opposite way, turn around. And so that I just went down, got your stuff, got back up here, got the stuff loaded, by the time I got everything sorted, I was on the road by noon.
Yeah.
And I almost caught up with you guys. If I had not hit that traffic in Vegas, the rush hour, you know, afternoon rush hour traffic, I probably would have caught you guys.
Yeah.
But then you guys had a rather large accident.
There was a really bad accident.
That held you up for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, it was good, man. We all got there and you did not drive your new truck.
I didn't. Nope. Roll the old titty. And you rolled your old titty. And we had a couple old tits rolling around.
Yeah. We just leave the new trucks at home.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but yours is basically a new truck now because you got the front end all figured out.
Yeah, I think we talked
about that out last episode.
Yeah, like the trip up there and back, I was like, okay, this is like a brand new truck now. Like,
yeah, it felt good.
It felt really good. I was like, that's why I kind of was like getting excited to drive across country again. I'm like, let's go. I was like, I don't care about putting miles on that truck.
Yeah, yeah, me neither.
So like,
I don't care about putting miles on your truck.
No, yeah, no, exactly. That's the thing. Yeah. Oh, but the funny thing is, I was like, why didn't you bring the Tundra? And you're like, well, look at all these boxes. You had all these boxes. You had all this crap, and you just shoved it in the truck. And you're like,
yeah.
You're not prepared to do that to a new truck yet.
No. Well, two things. One was, so because to kind of a quick rundown of why the trailer situation the way it was, if people remember, I left the vendor trailer after Mini Nats at your house. I took the car trailer out here to take the 4Runner to Cruise of the Pines. Yep. So we were doing the swap back. So I took the flatbed trailer, and you were bringing the vendor trailer, and we were going to swap it back. So yeah, I had all these boxes. I had the entire, I'll download the story and we'll put it in here to show how much crap I had on this truck. I had the entire cab filled. So that was one thing. And then the other thing was the next Saturday morning, we're like, okay, we're going to go get some ice. We're going to go get some breakfast. So we do that.
Frank cannot operate without like coffee. So
yeah,
anytime we're at a show, we have to give a little bit of time to go get some coffee.
Yeah, some sort of caffeine. So anyway, so coffee. So I have this nice cup of coffee. We're heading back to the show. I go to reach out and get it. The lid pops off and coffee goes everywhere, all over the seats. And I'm like, that's why.
And remember,
this cup of coffee was waiting for me in Utah.
and remember what happened? You spilled the. We're at a red light, and you spilled the coffee. It gets all over your seat, your pants, and you're pissed, and you're just like, ah. And then that Harley, there was a big old Harley Davidson, like in between the car and your truck, right in front of us at the light, and it just wraps its throttle.
Yeah,
it was so loud, and you looked over. I was like, Frank's about to run this guy over. You just like look like you're about to turn left and hit that dude.
That guy almost got murked.
Yeah.
But that was part of the thing too. So we rolled the old tits, which was, it was cool. Like, you know me, I do everything for a little bit of comedy, and I think it's hilarious that we just roll up there in these old ass trucks. It was fun. And then, so we did the weekend. It was a lot of fun. Well, another really cool part is, like, the show itself is awesome. You know, you have the inside part, all the great trucks in there, trucks and cars in there. You have the outside part. We do the limbo.
Yeah. I was going to say, it was hot.
It was hot. Yeah, it was a little warm.
I never went outside.
Yeah.
I never
went out for the limbo. That was it.
I never stepped foot outside.
Yeah. But it's okay. I braved it out there and I filmed some of the limbo, which was fun. But so we did the cruise again. Like, we've done these things before, so we know it. But and last year we did the hike to the top of the mountain.
Yes.
This year I was so against it.
You were not going to do it. I was like, no, you're really not going to do it. You're like, no, I'm not going to do it. I was like, you have to do it.
Yeah, I know. I did it.
Yeah.
But we all climbed to the top and it was cool. We actually hung out there. The last year we just kind of walked up there, like hung out there for like maybe a few minutes and then went back down.
Yeah, did like a group picture.
We were up there for like a goodish amount of time.
And for people that don't know.
Yeah.
On Saturday you have the show and at 5 the show's over, and then at 6 p.m. we meet in the back parking lot and drive up to, everyone cruises up to this place called Snow. What is it called? Snow.
I always forget it. I don't know.
Snow Canyon something. Park.
There it is.
And Graham, the promoter of the show, pays for every single vehicle to get into that park. So we
show the footage here. I got him at the front with the park ranger letting all these cars in.
Yeah, so they count. So if there's 100 cars that go in, that's $15 a car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. And it's just cool of Graham to like, because he wants everyone to see that part of the country. Like, he travels to shows. Yeah, he travels to shows all over the place. So he sees he knows what it's like to see different things. So to get people out of their comfort zone and to get people to travel and then actually drive your truck through the state park is really cool. And then we all meet up in the state park kind of unofficially. And there's like this little, it's not a mountain. It's a big rock.
Hill?
It's a big rock.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but Now we got everybody caught up. But yeah, we were on top of that, and there was what was there up there? A crevasse?
A crevasse, a large crevasse that we all kind of hung around. And then we're going to have to add a lot of photos to this one.
Yeah.
But the photo of us up on the rock, and I was like, hey, take a picture of me wearing my new shirt so I could use it for like on Instagram. We did that kind of stuff. But what got me was later on what Brianne said. She's like, this is the most wholesome thing I've ever done with a group of mini truckers ever.
Yeah. It was like,
because it was. We're all hanging out and just enjoying nature.
It wasn't until we walked back up the mountain and someone had a Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's like, people do not understand their surroundings. Like the first year we were there, some dude in a lifted truck, there was two girls in booty shorts, twerking in the bed, blasting the radio.
Yeah, in this big lifted dually.
Yeah, and then this, and I'm just like, guys, let's just enjoy our surroundings.
And the park ranger had a telegram, like, and it's funny because now he says that he has to include it in his driver's speech. He says, okay, now, let's not have naked girls or half naked girls dancing in the middle of trucks. Like, this is not the time for that.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was good. But yeah, that I've been thinking about that the whole time is Brian saying that was just like a wholesome moment. And it was
just
everybody, You know, just kind of like you're not, nobody was up there like, there was no, like in the truck show and when you're building these trucks, you're doing this thing, egos tend to get involved and everything like that. Up there, there was no egos. It was like just everybody just hanging out. It was really fun. It was really cool. And then just sitting up there kind of reflecting for myself, like I had a moment where I was like, man, I'm sitting on this hill in Utah with all these cool people and we're doing this thing. Like, this is crazy. This is my life.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway, it is cool.
So it is quite a little moment up there.
And there was probably what? There was probably 10, 15 different clubs that were up there, you know? And so that's always really cool. Speaking of clubs, our club had one truck there.
Yep.
And it came from another country.
Yep.
Yeah. So shout out to all the guys in our country that did not come. Shout out to...
To Dower, who came all the way. And Woody. Woody didn't have a truck, but he came down. He drove down.
Yeah.
And yeah, he drove down.
That was super cool. And
yeah, it was fun.
It kind of made me, talking to Dower, I was like, okay, now I'm going to get the Tacoma done. Like, I'm capable of getting this Tacoma done, throwing it on a trailer, and driving wherever I want. You know? And that's kind of what he did. He's like, yeah, I can just go to the show. And then he took a different route on the way home and just kind of enjoyed the vacation part of it.
Yeah.
And
that's what it is now.
Yeah. And it got me thinking, okay, well, why don't we, like, we could have done this year and it would have worked out, honestly. And next year for Rolling in the Red Rocks, we should get an Airbnb, because I felt like after we ate dinner on Friday and Saturday night, we kind of
split.
We just kind of went back to the hotel and I was like, there wasn't really, it was nice because I got to hang out at the booth because I wasn't filming and we weren't really doing much. So we did get a lot of time to hang out. But I felt like, oh, there was enough of us to make an Airbnb make sense, you know, and just get up there a day early and just kind of do that thing.
Yeah, so, that'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. The only couple other things, because I have notes. Did I tell you I have notes? I have notes.
Oh.
Yeah, I have notes.
Damn.
Couple things about going back to the cruise. So one I mentioned last week about mounting the pocket on the back of the car.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do because remember you had said... And, you know, usually you're right when you say stuff, because my idea was to mount the pocket on the back of the truck, do rollers that way, and then get some like nice tight shots with the other camera. Yeah, there was no time for that. That would not.
Yeah, you would need one person operating the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that didn't work, but I still got in the bed. I still used the pocket. Again, to go back to the earlier thing, it was a lot of fun. It was just fun making that stuff. And
it just makes it so there's no drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
There's just, here's the camera. Put the ND filter on so you get the wheel motion, you know, so it's not looking like a cell phone or whatever. And then point it at stuff and make reels. And then and then that makes you, like, that's what you enjoy doing. And the other part about that is you could use whatever music you want. You're not
I think that's where I'm having the most
and a lot of different music. Fun. So like not a lot of different music, but multiple tracks. So it's like on YouTube, you're stuck with like one or two songs. On when you're making these reels, you could make 10 reels and use 10 different songs.
And you can tailor it exactly to the mood that you're feeling with that reel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the few that I've posted, I did the Dakota drag. Well, the first one I did was the Mitsubishi from SenCal. You know, I used a pink song and that was like that. But like the Dakota dragging.
Yeah. Tell me your thought process on that song, because when that came on, that song, it confused my head.
Oh, really?
There was no, it did not go with that. You're this truck that's super low, dragging on the ground, and then this like slowish song.
Well, okay, so there is actually a thought.
I knew there was there was had to been something going on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. So that's a band called The Cramps.
Yeah.
And they have a few songs. That one's called Human Fly, and they have another one that I don't remember the name. But if you're like heavily into like skateboarding, especially like late 90s, early 2000s, there's this video called Baker One, and they use this Cramp song. And it's just like when you hear that song, you automatically think of that video and how gnarly it was, and how it was like kind of like the transition from that shorties toy machine era into this new Baker like other, you know, team era. And so, like, I don't know, just to me it fit because it was like this like raw, kind of like dirty, and not to say that dude's truck is any of that, but I mean, it's like this primer Dakota just raw dragging on the ground, sparks coming out. I thought it fit really well.
It doesn't matter.
But you were confused.
It doesn't matter what I think. It's your reels and what Yeah. It's what speaks to you in that moment in time, you know? Because I know I use music and some people are like, what was that?
And I'm
like,
yeah. No, I get it. And yeah. And then, like, you know, I'm going to do one pretty soon where it's been done by now. But it was cool when there was Daniel with the black MVS. Yeah. No. Well, yeah. Oh, they're both named Daniel.
Oh, they both named Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they both had their kids in the truck.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And they were in the back. That's really funny, actually. They're both black trucks. Well, one's a Chevy, one's a F-150.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were cruising by. Both their kids are waving out the back. So that's going to be like really fun, cheery, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and you can tailor each individual like little story into,
yeah,
you know, something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes it confuses people.
No, I
like you were thinking more like hype, fast, like kind of stuff, or
just more a fast pace because the truck's going fast, the truck's low, the truck's, you know, it's just this like raw truck, you know, and then the music is on. I was like, oh, I wonder what that thought process is on Frank. Cause I always wonder like,
yeah, like what were you thinking?
Yeah. What was going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause we always put a lot of thought, like I'll sit for sometimes hours and I'll go through music. And it's funny because my Spotify playlist has hundreds and hundreds of songs on it.
Yeah.
And I will not remember one of them when I go to put. It's like when back in the day for you older folks, when you used to walk into a store to buy a DVD and you knew all these bands. And then a second you walked in, you're like, I don't know any bands at all.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of anything.
Mm-hmm. And you just walk around.
You just walk around and flip. Yeah. And then you leave and you're like, oh, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. So that was sort of the thought process behind that. Sorry, I was just looking over my notes.
We had Doug made us a drop award.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Doug of Created House made us a drop award and we gave it away to Roy from the Union and his Nissan Hardbody, which we'll show right here. More stuff added to the video. He was stoked, man.
Oh,
he was super
that's
stoked.
What I have an idea. I have an idea. I was going to tell you this, and it involves notes and reviewing these things so we can work at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
As we're saying, we're going to add photos to this.
You should write them down.
Time stamp it on the thing. Time. So I said 46 seconds or 46 Roy. Minutes, Roy.
Roy.
So anytime we think of that, we just write there and then there take a picture of it and then boom and done.
Brilliant.
108 episodes
like, why didn't you guys think of that before?
Well
because before, because now we're kind of on the same page now that this is one, because before I would have to like split them into multiple files. That would have got confusing. So this is a new thing.
It is a new thing. Yeah.
So, you know, other thing we talked about last week, we talked about because we were getting excited for our hot chicken experience. And we're like, oh, we should do like a meetup, like put it out there, do like a meetup. We actually kind of did.
We kind of did. Night,
yeah, we kind of, both times actually, because we had it twice. The second time.
That was a bad decision.
I got so sick, dude.
Next year at Rolling in the Red Rocks, if anyone goes, Friday night, Houston's Hot Chicken. It's right on the other side of the freeway. It's the official hot chicken meetup.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. And maybe next year we'll have. Wait, should we do it after the cruise? Because everybody already has their vehicles out of the show.
Yeah, but the problem is people need to get back into the building.
Oh, I see. So it'll just
actually
be like
I don't know, because next year is going to be different.
It is.
He's not doing Sunday next year.
Oh, that's right.
He's changing it up. So stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be either Friday or Saturday night. One of the two will have a hot chicken meetup.
Yeah.
We should do hot chicken meetups.
Everywhere we go?
Everywhere we go.
Little drop, the drop hot chicken meetup.
Something.
I like it.
Instead of cars and coffee, instead we'll do trucks and hot chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Something. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Hot chicken.
Yeah, write that down.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Trucks and hot chicken.
Hot chicken meetups.
I like it.
What's the next show we're going to? We can have a hot chicken meetup.
Well, it's going to be Unfinished Business. Well, you're going to Unfinished. One will both be at. I don't know. That's a good question.
We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. Like, cause like we've kind of like, we are developing like a lore to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And hot chicken sandwiches are definitely part of the lore of all this.
It is fun.
We didn't get my tacos though. I was kind of shooting for some El Gordo tacos, but
we got off of that exit.
You did?
We did because,
you saw it?
Steiner was like, hey, we need to get off and adjust my truck real quick. So we get off, but I made a left to the Pilot. Which was another fake Pilot, by the way. These fake pilots.
Yeah, you said that. What is a fake Pilot?
So Anytime we're traveling, we try to go to truck stops because there's usually room for trailers. There's bathrooms. It's big. It's, you know, we could all park. Well, so the first pilot we went to wasn't like that. It was like a small gas station. There was
There was a truck stop.
There was still a truck stop, but the actual gas station was just single row pumps.
Yep.
And so there wasn't a lot of room.
Okay,
and,
now I know
this freaking guy, and I pulled up behind this F-150, and him and his family walk. He's got his pump in the truck, you know, filling up with gas. He walks out. He's got food like Burger King or whatever. He unclips the pump. He sees me, my big old white truck behind his truck, in like right up to his bumper to wait for him to move to get gas. He gets in his truck and he starts eating. I can see him digging through the bag.
We ran into the same people. I told you.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you gonna move your truck? And I had to like, I gave him a little honk, like,
dude. Oh, you did?
Yeah, like, yeah, man, just like he's sitting there, like literally, like, I was like, gave him some time to kind of sort through his stuff, get his kids, whatever. And then I'm all, wait a minute, I can see what he's doing. Like, I can see him eating. He's going down to a burger and eating. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Nah, you need to get out of the way.
That's funny because I ran to the exact same people at the Love's I stopped at. And there was this car full of people, and they're doing the same thing. The lady's just like sitting there eating a pizza, and I'm like, I got this, and it was also a fake Love's because it was only a single thing.
Well, yeah,
what's up with Vegas and little fake truck stops?
I don't know.
Anyway, they ran into the same people, but it was
I was bummed about the tacos too.
Well, the thing was though, realistically, with the group of people that we had, it would have been like 2 hours to do all this. And
see, that's why no groups, man.
I know, no groups.
Yeah, you guys leave. I'll catch up.
But I was kind of I don't know why I didn't do it by myself. Also, I could have just done that by myself.
If you do things on the way up, it's way better than doing it. Because on the way back, just like, I just want to get home.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
we got out of there about 1 o'clock, and I was just like, home. You know what's funny? What I realized, because, you know, the next one we'll both be at is Slow, but I don't know if that's a hot chicken thing. Anyway.
No, we'll be at the beach eating ice cream on the beach.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
But I realized that's the same amount of time and driving as going to Utah's from my house to Slow. It's 4.5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, wait.
Yeah, it's, Slowdown's going to be fun.
That is going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that one.
That one, and the show is now Friday and Saturday. So it was usually just Saturday, but now they moved it.
And it's done on Saturday?
It's done on Saturday, yeah. So it's wake up Sunday and bounce. Yeah. But they had last year they had like that Avia Beach right there where they have it at. You could walk there from the show. Like you could literally,
oh, really?
You walk across a bridge and the beach is right there where the little town is and everything.
Is that where I took some photos of Mike and Oro's
exactly
trucks?
Exactly where it was. That's where it is. Yeah. So like they had a farmer's market there last year on Saturday night or Friday night. I forgot which one. And we just kind of hung out there. They had all kinds of food.
Cool,
they had
getaway.
Music and all that stuff.
It'll be a cool little getaway.
I'm
doing I'm doing a few of those over the summer, little getaways. So I'm kind of excited about that. But so that was the Rolling the Red Ark experience. Thanks, Graham. Graham did a good job, you know, like he always does. And his team.
We so thought it was going to be shitty, and then we got there and had a good time.
Did not say that. I did not say that. I was so surprised. It was so much fun.
I know.
No, it was. We knew it was going to be a good time.
No, it always is. And I think I'm excited for some of these shows next year, man. Mini Nats with the cabin rental. Mm-hmm. And I think... You know, you just have the right, if you have the right group of people, and I'm not saying there's a wrong group of people, but there is a certain thing where you're like compatible to share a cabin. And then there's certain people where you're just not, you know what I mean? Like some people party, some people don't, some people are loud, just whatever it is. But yeah, I think if there's like there's a good group of us that goes, we can get a big old house up there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
And I want to hike to a waterfall because there was waterfalls up there and.
Oh, yeah, because it's back kind of in that little tucked away part.
Even Daniel Smithworks, him and his wife, they went somewhere on Monday or Tuesday and it was snowing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they went up the mountains and it was snowing.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Right on. That's cool. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all that good stuff. Our giveaway, we could edit this out if you don't want to, but do you want to do some double points for some drop merch?
No.
No. Okay.
We don't need to edit that out, but I do have I did add the drop merch to the site.
Yeah. We're fully stocked on those.
If you want double points, you buy two shirts.
Okay. I'm all right with that too. I just had it written down because I remember we did that once before.
Yeah.
Hey, we could. Hey, look, we're in charge.
We're in charge.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. And then the next thing I'll put on there is the drop hoodies. I'm still trying to sort my garage out from all those shirts, like folding them, bagging them, and all that stuff. So
I never asked once we got there because everything just started rolling. Was everything good from? Because like I had to put your boxes on the trailer and strap them down. Was everything?
Oh yeah.
Was everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I was just worried everything was going to get there. Because
oh, yeah.
When you put anything on an open trailer, you always worry. Like,
oh no, for sure. I stopped many times to
crank
it down, adjust it, make sure it's good.
Yeah.
So I wasn't driving all willy nilly.
Show up and the only thing on the trailer is the strap.
Just like, but oh, I don't know what happened, man.
You don't even say anything. I'm just missing 300 shirts.
Like, where's all the box? There, well, I had two boxes in the bed, so that's all you got. And I think they were hoodies. So,
So unfinished business. And then what are we talking about next?
Well, my June, you won't see me all of June.
Yep.
I'm going to have a little brag. But it's all-star season. My kid's on the all-star team. And so we go, the regular season ends this Saturday, and we go right into all-star practices, and they're 5 days a week. And since I missed so much, not so much stuff, but I did miss some things over the past few months of the regular season. I'm going to be there for every practice.
Yeah.
And then the games don't actually start until June 22nd. But so yeah, just being there every day, watching the practices is a lot of fun.
It is kind of nice to have like a month of not doing anything after
it is.
Having
well,
like
I mean, I'm gonna be
six
busy
or
with
7 weeks of just even because even when you're not doing anything during the week, you're still preparing for the weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh, you mean for the traveling and the shows and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. No, I got projects I'm working on now for some other people. Finally catching up on stuff that I said, well, after rolling in the Red Rocks, I got you. So I'm working on that stuff. But yeah. So yeah, it's all star. I'm really stoked about that. Last year we got bounced pretty early in the tournament, so we'll see what happens this year. I don't know. We'll see.
So after a slowdown, which is in July, maybe middle of July, because we all want to do some guest episodes. So we got
to
figure that out.
We need to get on some guests. Yeah.
Yeah. So we like knock out three or four. So I'll look at the list of guests I have for SoCal and see about coming out for a couple of days.
Yeah. I can give you a loose idea. Because we're going to be up at the lake 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to a thing on the 19th. So we can do the 13th or the 27th, maybe. Maybe the 13th. Maybe the weekend of the 13th will be the best.
Well, what was that?
But like I said,
yeah.
I
got
tentative.
Tickets for that Andrew Callaghan thing, remember?
Oh, that's right. What day is that?
I don't know, but I think it was just the day you said you can't come out.
Oh. That's the second ticket you bought for me that I ghosted you on.
I know.
All right.
And the Andrew Callaghan thing, no one else will want to go to me with me for that.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if anybody
maybe
else
will.
Maybe. I don't know. It's in Tucson.
Oh. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I don't know that. Well, I know a lot of people who live in Phoenix aren't very fond of going to Tucson.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about that on the post podcast.
Yeah, there'll be post podcast.
Look for guest episodes coming up. We got some interesting ones that are on the list.
We're kind of excited. I'm really excited to talk to a couple of people in particular. Well, I'm excited to talk to all of them.
Yeah.
So it'll be good.
Some more than others, but we'll never say who.
Yeah, we'll never say who. They'll all be willing. Wonder if it was me. It wasn't. They're like, if you're wondering if it was you.
My episode was only 30 minutes long. Maybe it was me. Oh, we got to give a shout out to Ben who drove his truck all the way up there and back.
That's right. Ben made it. Ben made it to the show.
Yeah.
And he drove that thing with his bald tires. He put up this Instagram video saying, now, Ben is a funny dude. He has good comedic delivery. And he's like, all right, I'm going to tell you some solid road trip advice. Now, if you want to get the new tires on the front and move they weren't bald.
No.
They were gone.
they were not even there.
Yeah, they were not there. I don't even think they're considered tires at that point. But anyway, that was funny. But yeah, he made it. His truck looks really good. That quick photo you snapped of it, put it on your stories.
Yeah.
It just looks tough.
Yeah.
It just looks super tough. But yeah, so that was good.
I know, man. I will never drive my truck that far.
Yeah, it's
not
it's
my mini
hard.
Truck. My yeah. The OBS. When the OBS gets done, 100%.
Yeah, because it's like a little more comfort.
It's like driving the Titan, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah.
But yeah, when I drove that hard body up to Cruise of the Pines that one time, I'm
and that was
so,
only 2 hours.
And I was gonna drive that to Rolling in the Red Rocks too.
I know. I remember.
No, there's no way, dude. And it's just because your right leg, it's bent. There's nowhere to stretch it.
That and like with mine, I was gonna say this is gonna make me sound like a wuss, but I've taken the 4Runner, I've driven out to Phoenix twice, and both times, since it doesn't have cruise control, you're just kind of like pressing on the gas, and it's like a little more it's a little harder than normal.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I get a little pain in my knee and I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm a big wuss. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
I have,
you want to be comfortable.
Yeah. And I have trucks that are comfortable to drive, so I'm gonna drive those.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw it on the trailer.
Yeah, throw it on the trailer. That's why it's there. Oh, I got the winch I put on the trailer.
Oh, cool.
And I got the bed taken off the Tacoma. Shout out to
Mike and
Will from Perfect Poise. They came up to grab the Scion, and I was like, hey, while you're here.
Nice.
Want to help me take this bed off?
So what was that? What is that? Why did you need to take the bed off?
So if I take it down to Tanner's.
Oh, it's all.
I sent Tanner a picture of the bed off, and I go, when you're ready, and he never replied to me, so I don't know what. Mm. Yeah.
Just
anyways,
take it down there.
I just drop it off. No, but he's like, I don't need the bed on,
mm-hmm.
You know, because he's gonna run all the way. He's like, it would just be, it's all in the way. So just take the bed off. Standing in my garage. So I got to hit up Hell's Gate Hot Rods and ask him about that front kit. Mm-hmm. And oh, I went when I got the winch put on at Panda's, and Panda's moving into a new shop.
I saw that. Is that in the same building?
No, it's literally one like lot over.
Oh, so yeah, because I remember him telling us that he was trying to, but no, he moved to a new building.
He's moving to a new building. That's so
cool. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's gonna be a good move for him. So I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited for that for him.
Definitely, definitely. It was cool when we were at a Rolling Red Rocks and you, me, and Daniel were all wearing Panda shirts.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
That you made?
That I made.
Yeah,
I'm making some more. So if you bought a Panda shirt, thanks. Because you're not only helping Panda, you're helping me out. So
you got that double dip.
And a little bit. A little bit.
I don't know if there's anything else. Are we forgetting anything?
Probably, but we'll pick it up next week. We're probably going to have to do a little. I haven't gotten mine in the mail yet, but I do want to dedicate some time to talk about Mini Truckin' Magazine. I have some thoughts.
Some thoughts?
Yeah, because I hadn't gotten mine yet. So at Rolling the Red Rocks, I was able to look over yours and kind of get a feel for it. I have some thoughts.
Okay.
And I want to dedicate some time to that.
Yeah, if anyone else has thoughts on the new Mini Truckin' Magazine, I think we're all equally excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do have some thoughts.
Yeah. And we will definitely. We need to talk about some traveling stuff too. Like we're talking about like end of the year, but I think we can mesh some podcast stuff in with all this stuff.
What do you mean?
Like if we're going to travel to a show down south or the Midwest in October, like we're already out there.
Mm-hmm.
We could kind of go and then up and do a couple podcasts down and do a couple, like spend a couple extra days.
Yeah. That's cool. And yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah. Cause it would be cool to get Logan on the podcast via in person.
What state does he live in?
One of those.
Somewhere back east.
Yeah, I want to say St. Louis, but I don't know.
Oh, if it's St. Louis, then that will work out really well for the trip we have planned.
Exactly.
We'll figure that out.
We'll figure that out. So guest episodes coming up, so you don't just have to hear us blabbing about softball and my Tacoma still sitting in the garage and nonsense. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll pick it up next week.
We'll pick it up next week.
LiveLifeCustom.com, Grinder-TV.com. Our giveaway, audio stuff, go enter.
Yep.
You have a week from today, right?
Yeah, basically. And even if you buy stuff, we're going to have probably this exact same giveaway for the next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, in it to win it. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
All right. Later. Bye.